Welcome to our special edition of Health and Wealth In-Depth Program on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. Today we are speaking with Matt McDivitt, the Assistant Vice President Business Banker at Raccoon Valley Bank, about the process of starting a business. And Matt, thank you so much for joining our program.
Yeah, hey, thanks Shaquan, thanks for having me.
Absolutely, and so yeah, let's start off with what is the initial thought process when it comes to starting a business?
You bet. So the answer is for people, it's all over the board. For a lot of people, it's they see something and they're like, I could do that better, right? Like I see how somebody else is doing it and I want to improve it and I want to, and for others is they maybe have worked in a, you know, for another company or other companies and they've never really had a chance to run something themselves or do something on their own and make a payroll and have some risk, but then also have all of the reward for their efforts. And so there's a lot of reasons, a lot of different things that people think they're starting a business. What I would say most important is I always say, do your homework, and you need a good business plan. But before you even sit down to start writing a business plan, you've got to do some investigation. I would highly recommend working in that industry first, right? Yeah. But you don't always have to, but it definitely helps to make sure that if you leave your job or another career for this, that you know that's what you want to do, or at least what you want to do at this time. And then, you know, obviously there's a lot to learn about a new industry or even an industry you're in, right? And so do your research, networking, and it's kind of cliche, right? Everybody should be networking. But in this case, like you're willing to put your life savings or your treasure or your family some risk on the line. And so you definitely want to do your homework and do your research before launching in a new business venture.
No, absolutely. And can you maybe give us a background of how you said it's near and dear to your heart? So how did you get about or going into the banking industry?
So I have always worked in the financial services industry. I was an accounting major in college and an auditor right out of school. And then from there, I had worked in investments, principal financial group in downtown Des Moines for a number of years and commuted and was kind of missing my hometown of Perry here. And so I was just biding my time for a slot to open up in Perry that my skill set could enhance and help. And so I was a CFO for the Raleigh Masonic Home for a year. During that time, the CEO of Raccoon Valley Bank, Terry Nielsen, he and I were working together on some bridge financing for the project. And he had asked me if I'd ever considered a career in banking. And I really hadn't, but kind of a natural fit with my skill set. And I've been there my 10th year.
Absolutely awesome. And then maybe what are frequently asked questions someone might ask you about starting a business?
Yeah. Interestingly, when people come in and a lot of people come in and say they would like a loan to start their business. Funny part is they already have the real estate picked out. Some even have a purchase agreement. Some even already bought it, which I do not recommend in any case. And again, like if this is your long range plan and you've done all your planning steps and research, but I would say what I think is most important is again, focusing on the business plan is working in the industry, doing your research, getting all of your pricing, you know, analysis of, you know, competitive environment, just really learning what it means to compete in that industry with the internet and all of these things. You know, it's not just enough that you're competing or maybe even doing your business locally. There's other marketplaces and other factors that are competing with you. And so understanding, you know, not only where you're going to make money, but where somebody could try to compete against you is important. When you start this process, you want to have several things in place. You want to have a good attorney. You can start a business. LegalZoom is, you know, and some of these other online apps that will help you, you know, do all of your necessary paperwork. But the problem is they're not going to be there when you start the business or you launch the business and you have issues, you know, and legal issues are common in business. And especially as you're getting started and learning what you need to do and or you're doing contracts or something, we have very good attorneys here in Dallas County, in particular in Perry, and that can help you, you know, with start a business very affordably. But then also what you're building is a relationship with someone who knows you, knows your business, and then can be by your side when you need them. A CPA, starting a relationship with them is important because a banker, you know, I need for me to continue lending money or to lend money, I need to know that you have your taxes done, mm-hmm. that you have obviously a business plan, and that the financial plan that you have to go along with your business, it makes sense, right? And so CPAs are trained to do all of these things. As you engage in business, literally is their job to prepare your financials for users like the bank. And so it's important. And then obviously a good banker. I know a few of those.
We will be back with more of our program on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.